BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
Three, two.
Radio one.
Go.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If you screenshot someone on Insta, does it tell them? People are very worried. Also, what is going on with Chris's thigh gap? The shortest relationships in the world. And we travel to the heart of the Black Country for another Chris Stark Guide to Britain.
One.
What's going on with your thighs, hon?
Listen, it's not a huge drama. It's just something I mentioned to you. But it's basically I've split another pair of trousers and I want to know what's going on. It keeps happening.
Did this not happen only a couple of weeks ago?
Exactly. And then I was DJing at Ascot on Saturday, and I sort of walked down to the front, and then they went again. And that was embarrassing.
What are you putting this down to?
I'm saying there's something going on with my thigh gap. And I text you this. I was like, mate, what do I need to do to sort this out? And you said it's just a simple, you know, you need to get back in the gym, stop eating so much rubbish.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not bothered about what I'm really eating. The rest, everything else is fine. It's just what's going on down there. I'm worried I've reached a limit. I've hit a critical point on the thighs there.
Maybe it's muscle. It's not.
Maybe.
No, because you're not working out to get muscle.
Here's the problem. If I was to go to the gym a bit more, or if I was to just constantly move my legs underneath the desk here, and sort of get the thighs moving, is that not just going to make the situation worse?
I mean, all the gym heads will know better than me, but maybe you just need to do leg day every day.
That's what I'm saying, and no one wants to do that.
No, no one wants leg day anyway.
Nightmare.
What are you going to do?
Don't know, man. What's going on with the thigh gap?
What can he do?
Scott Mills.
We were discussing last week on the show that me and your wife do text quite a bit.
Yes.
Obviously, nothing to be worried about there because, well, you know. But would you be worried if that was my persuasion?
Yeah.
Girls, I mean.
Well, we were saying, in another world, let's imagine there's a Scott Mills on a parallel universe, right? Very different vibe sort of thing. It led on to a chat, didn't it, about who everyone could imagine you potentially being with.
Yeah.
Not like about who you could get with or anything like that. Just being like personality-wise, if you were to pair Scott Mills up with another celebrity, who would it be?
Yeah.
In the parallel universe.
And then we had an idea, which I think we should do now, where we just asked my mum who she thinks.
It was a great idea. I think there was a listener who suggested this, actually, originally.
Should we call her then?
Yes.
I've never had this chat with her.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. We're doing a thing for my show. Chris will explain.
Yeah, cheers. Sandra, quick question. First name that comes to your head with this one. Who do you think, celebrity-wise, would be good for Scott if he was straight?
Has it got to be just one name, or could I pick two?
As many as you like.
But, it's a celebrity.
Okay, well, I think the first name that comes into my head is Davina McCall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And then I thought Pixie Lott, because she seems really sweet and nice.
Okay. Mm. All right, that's a good couple of... I love them both.
It's so interesting getting your take on it, though, Sandra.
Yeah.
What do you think are the qualities of Pixie Lott? That would...
Pixie Lott, I just think she's got a really nice personality.
Yeah.
Well, she appears to have. I mean, I obviously don't know her, but...
No, she is. Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah,
But what, she would be good for Scott because that what you mean it would bring out the right side of Scott?
I think she would be kind and sweet.
Great.
And giving and just a nice person.
Yeah.
Well, she's really thought about this. Yeah. All right. And Davina...
Davina, well, much the same.
Right.
I think Davina, again, I think she's got, I think she's kind. I think she's got a lovely personality. I think Davina could be quite fun.
She's really fun and she's lovely.
And she's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, you've chosen two good ones then, Mum. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Speak soon a bit. I'll call you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
I mean, we could really continue this tomorrow. How about I call your mum and ask her what man she thinks would suit you?
Totally out of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what she says.
Oh, look at all the messages.
I didn't say love you bye to my own mother.
Is that because you only do it with listeners and not actual friends and family?
Look how many messages we're getting. Scott says love you bye to random listeners on the call-ins, but doesn't say it to his own mum.
I didn't even notice.
Are you sure he's happy with her celeb choices? I very much am, actually, but yeah, sorry, mum. I'll speak to her later and tell her then.
Scott Mills.
Back to your thighs for a minute.
Go on.
Max suggests laying off all them massive juicy barbecues that you're doing on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a lot of meat, Chris. It's a lot of meat.
Didn't I see you hanging around some sort of vegan shack at the weekend, wasn't it? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, so therefore no meat.
Yeah, fair point, actually.
Young Thug, it did look delish, though. Yeah. And Starly and Little Mix before that. It's Scott here on Radio 1 with Chris. Oh, Tom, was probably the phrase that people use most over the weekend.
I think the thing is with this, right, and obviously we don't really want to do plot spoilers in case you've missed it, but everyone's talking about it. Love Island last night, this guy Tom...
What a clown.
It's just unbelievable what he's done. It seemed to be that he was in a very good situation with Maura, who's someone else on Love Island, and then managed to screw it up completely by saying something really, really stupid. It was like the shortest relationship ever.
Like, yeah, minutes. When she comes out of the villa, she deserves some kind of homecoming for this.
Yeah.
There should be like a street parade in her honour.
The way she reacted to it all was brilliant. So it all started with this kissing challenge, right, where they had to rate each other. And then one of the most cringy things I've ever seen, where he was on the balcony with her, desperately wanted to then get a kiss with her. And oh, this is horrible.
Yeah. I'm going to start using this phrase more often in real life.
How are you feeling after a kissing challenge? What did I give you?
I think 7. It was like a 7.
I'd like to revise it.
Well, you can't.
Well, rate this.
Yes. Right. Hey, Chris, rate this.
Rate this. Punch in the face. Yeah, I was like, were you just going to do it with anything now? Do you remember when you came at me with tanning mist?
Rate this.
One time, yeah. Rate this.
So, Maura then thinks that stuff's going quite well,
I think. Yeah, actually, do you know what? For even, it doesn't matter how cringe it was, at least it was going somewhere at that point. She was happy.
You know, I think the confidence is coming out a bit. Things are going really well.
Really well.
Hold my beer.
And then...
What did you just say to them?
Oh, God.
It was the horrible moment where you could see her face. She was still smiling, was like, did I really just hear what you've just said? Because he's basically said something really, really harsh.
And then...
just before that.
Repeated it to her. Hero to zero. Within seconds.
What did you just say to them?
Why did you say that?
No, because they were saying.
Wow.
Oh, and everyone was looking on. It was horrible. So, I guess inspired by Love Island last night, we're looking for people that have managed to screw things up with someone in a really short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, like, it can be a day. It can be less than that. Like, the shortest relationship you've ever had. Doesn't matter what age you were. Let us know. 81199. There will be people that have really, probably shorter ones than Tom and Maura.
BBC.
Obsessed with a person who had their first playground wedding in year 4. The marriage lasted 5 minutes. I mean, that's good. More of those. 81199.
There's loads of these, Scott. I was texting a girl, it was going well. I made the mistake of saying my car was sexier than her and she left me.
Well, yeah. That was Bastille and Joy. David, you really screwed it up with someone, didn't you?
Yes, majorly. So I'm new to dating. I've only just come out of a relationship, so I went on Chippy, which is like Tinder, but for the gays. And...
What's it called?
A Chappy, like the dog food.
Chappy.
Chappy?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm on Chappy, and I'm swiping away, and I match with this really hot guy, which is unusual and brilliant. So I start to message him, and it turns out he's also funny. So we have a really kind of fun, flirty conversation. It's going really well. And then we have this one exchange, which I really like, and I thought I was particularly hilarious in. So I wanted to take a screenshot and send it to my friends so they could all revel in how brilliant I am. What I didn't know is that when you take a screenshot in Chappy, it tells the other person that you've taken one. So this massive alert came up and goes, that's not very Chappy. We're going to tell him that you've taken a screenshot. And so now he has this alert that says David took a screenshot. So his obviously first message was like, why are you screenshotting? So I have to admit, have to be like, oh, I'm a creep. And I just like to store everything. Or tell him, oh, I just thought I was being really funny. And I wanted my friends to agree that I'm really funny, which outed me as a massive narcissist. And funny enough, we didn't really message after that.
No. So what did you say to him? Why did you say that you were screen grabbing the conversation?
Well, I was honest and went, I thought I was really funny. And I wanted to send it to my friends. And he was like, oh, are you sure? I was like, yeah, well, what else am I going to say? He's like, it's not like you'd sent nudes. Like, we were early into this. I just wanted to remind myself that I was really funny.
Yeah, there's no excitement in just reading some messages a bit later on. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it's a bit of an odd thing, but I would be suspicious as well. I think this is where people back down quite quickly in these short relationships, guys, where they're having like a big, long conversation on Tinder. Then you say one thing on Tinder or Chappie or any of these things happen and it's game over because of the one thing you've said.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Nice one, bye.
No worries.
Do you remember that rumour that still circulates now that Instagram can tell when you've taken a screenshot?
Oh, I thought that was true. On stories?
I don't know about on stories. I think if you screenshot someone's photos, you're okay. But if you screenshot a private direct message, that's not okay.
Yeah.
But I think as far as posted photos go, you're fine.
Yeah. I think on stories, I seem to remember if you screenshot on that, then people can see. I might be wrong, though.
What are the rules on this? Let us know.
Scott Mills.
Right, we've really got people worried here. This person says, don't want to give my name, but hey, guys, honestly, if people can see when you screenshot on Instagram, I'm done for. Chris, what's the latest?
Right, the latest, Scott, is it doesn't notify anyone if it's a screenshot of a photo or a video post. You're safe. It doesn't notify anyone for stories, either screenshots or stories, which we were worried about.
Phew.
They tested that feature for a while, which might be where some of the confusion is, but it's now been retired, apparently.
Right. Because I'm sure that one of my mates said to me, oh, like, sent me a picture of someone and then was like, oh my God, they just replied, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But that was probably a while ago.
Yeah, well, this is it. I think it's they've stopped doing that now. Here's where it gets tricky. Notifications for screenshots of direct messages, yes, it does happen, but only for disappearing photos or videos. So they're the photos or videos that you take in the app.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? So if you screenshot those, they will know about it.
Be careful out there, everyone.
Fine.
Be careful.
BBC. Huh? Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time once again to focus on life's extraordinary people. It's people like these that we should all aspire to be like, right? Because they are so special. These people are achievers.
It's true. And we've met some amazing ones last few weeks, haven't we? I mean, thinking about it, the guy... This is the one that always sticks in my head. The guy that earns money from playing FIFA...
Amazing.
I mean, what a job.
And then the lady that was the horse willy washer.
Yes, of course, the lady that invented Jenga.
All incredible people. So we don't know who we're going to get put through to, but they come on the phone and then we get to ask them anything. So I believe they're there now. So hello, caller, who are you and what do you do?
My name's Stuart Logan and I'm a director of the Tall Persons Club of Great Britain Ireland.
I've never heard of such a club.
We've been around 20 years now.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'9".
Okay,
wow.
So what's the cutoff for the club? I won't be allowed in, I'm assuming. What are we talking here? Is there a minimum height requirement to enter the club?
6 foot for a man, 5'10" for a lady.
Do you have one of those things that you get by roller coasters where you, if people try and turn up, let's say I tried to turn up, I'd get measured against one of those?
We have members around 6 foot, so yeah. We have shorter guys that will try and come in to, so they want to be taller ladies, and yeah. They say the 6 foot and they're clearly 5'8", 5'9".
What, so you have guys coming in who just want to date tall ladies?
Yes.
Oh, this is so good.
It's like uniform dating, isn't it? You know how you do that if you fancy people in uniform?
Mm.
I guess it's people who have a special sort of, a
penchant. Penchant.
Penchant for tall people.
Yeah, they get short thrift from us.
Right, oh, get out, you're 5'9", get out.
It's a bit of a tall joke there.
Yeah.
When you have to kick the people out, is it you that kicks them out?
No, it could be one of our members who's a sumo wrestler.
What?
We have a member, Sharon, who is Great Britain's only sumo wrestler, and she's 6'1".
Is it great being tall?
Yeah, it's great. We love it.
I would love it. I just imagine it'd be great for all sorts of reasons. I often think I'd love to be taller.
I know what you mean, but I think it's one of those grass is always greener situations because we're not the tallest of people. I mean, you're taller than me, so you think it will always be better. But
I'm bigger feet.
I'm sure there's downsides as well. I've got massive feet.
No, I've got massive feet. Bigger than yours.
I could definitely do with a couple more inches.
I could.
I'm size 13. Size 13 inch shoes. We have members that have got...
We have members that
are size 19.
19?
Yeah. One of our members is 7'1" and he's got size 19 feet.
I haven't even seen shoes that are size 19 for sale anywhere, I don't think.
They look clown-like, but they're good.
That's mad. Good. Look, I've got size 10s here. I've put one on the table.
Not 10.
So what we're... Yes, 10. Not 10. Don't you start. Do you remember we measured your foot and we found out you were actually a size 8?
These 11s, babe.
They're not, mate. They're 11 shoes, 8 feet. What I'm talking about here is I'm just whipping a size 10 on the table. There it is. And I'm taking my other boot off, putting it in front of that. And look at the size of that. That's if that was massive. One shoe. Yeah. I don't know if that's quite how it works, but...
That's a big shoe.
Now, that foot is longer than my arm. And so here's my arm here. And what I'm saying is, just imagine... If you're using that as a kind of guide, a foot as long as my arm there, imagine what all the other dimensions of this guy are.
Yeah,
he's good. He's also,
I imagine there's advantages and disadvantages. So, like, amazing, right, for painting ceilings.
Yeah.
For changing light bulbs.
Families love us for that.
Yeah.
That's the classic joke, though, Scott. That's what I know, a tall person.
Oh, what's the weather like up there?
Yeah, he hates all that. Yeah.
We get used to it. We don't mind.
Disadvantages, walking into spiders' webs.
Yeah, disadvantages, yeah. Clothing. But
planes, going on planes.
Planes, trains, cars. Yeah. There's certain ones we can fit in.
Cash machines.
Oh, they're a nightmare. They're too low down.
They're really low down for you, aren't they?
Yeah, sometimes you have to get down on your knees to use them.
Yeah, and that just looks suspicious, doesn't it?
Have you been on your knees at an ACM?
Yeah. There's some that I've had to literally get down on my knees to use them.
I was next to a tall person in the toilet yesterday, and he was doubled over so much.
Yeah.
It looked like he was doing something, and it wasn't appropriate. If someone had walked in, it'd be like, "What are you doing?" You know what I mean?
Down there,
because he was hunched right.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. They're far too low.
This is great. I love clubs that I never knew existed, and people that abound by something enough that you join up in a club. Like, I'm not part of any clubs. I support a football club, so that's probably the nearest thing I get to it. But I like the idea of a weekly meet based on just one thing.
In London, we have a monthly meet. We meet every last Friday of the month. So we get together, we socialise, and then we organise other things throughout the year for that.
Do you sort of, as part of this club, is there a few drinks? Do you get off with each other, that kind of thing?
Wow.
Or is it more just to sit down and discuss, sort of?
Well, there's social. I think over the 28 years, there's probably been over 40 weddings through the club.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
I was lucky enough to be one of them. So I'm 6'9", my wife is 6'3", and I met her through the club.
Oh, so you found tall love.
Yes.
This is great. Stuart, I'm done, but it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today on Ask Me Anything. Thanks for being on.
Cheers, thanks very much.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Johnny in Ipswich is, Norwich, is calling us a bit stupid.
Why are we stupid?
He says, your feet aren't double a size 10 to make a size 20.
Yeah, good point.
He's like, when you go from a size 1 shoe to a size 2, your feet haven't doubled in size.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, we did just say that. If I put two of my shoes in a row, that's a 20. Yeah, that was stupid, actually. We'll take that.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is 20-year-old, massive Shawn Mendes fan, Elizabeth from Northampton. Hiya.
Hey.
Hiya.
How much do you love Shawn?
Like, a lot. Like, I've been a fan since 2013.
Yeah. See, Chris, when your trousers are ripping again for a third time, what I suggest is for inspiration, just look at them pictures of Mendes, the Calvin Klein ones.
Yeah.
Body goals right there.
But he's not wearing trousers, is he? So.
He's not, but his wouldn't rip, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, have you seen Shawn this year yet?
Yeah, I have, in April.
Has he finished his tour now? It's in America now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in America now,
sadly.
When you saw him, you didn't do the meet and greet thing with him, did you?
No, unfortunately. I'm going to try to next time, though.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what a Shawn Mendes meet and greet, how it compares to other people. Because you hear horror stories with that sort of thing with Justin Bieber, don't you?
Yeah.
You can barely look at him.
He doesn't do them
before you're moved on.
He doesn't do anymore.
And then that's right, you stop doing them. But yeah. I think with different artists, you get different amounts of time and attention, stuff like that. Now, Shawn Mendes strikes me as someone that would, you know, probably give you a good hug and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Be worth it. So, but you never know.
He does. Oh, he definitely does. And, like, we've met him a couple of times. He's the nicest guy. And he would even stand next to you, like, in the picture and not a few feet away.
Yeah, I've seen, like, loads of poses from, like, other fans' meet and greets, and they're just so cute.
Yeah, and, I mean, I've had a terrible situation with Britney Spears once, where she was at least 3 feet away from me. I was told, like, I wasn't allowed to even touch her shoulder for the picture. You get given all these rules. It was weird.
I'd argue you met her, but you weren't greeted.
I was not greeted, no. In fact, the guy who was with me was like, hey, Britney, Scott played your songs on Radio 1 first. And she went, great. And then I was ushered off. So yeah, I think meeting Mendes would probably be a less awkward experience. Here's what I've got for you today, Elizabeth on Bangers. This is Shifkey with Touch.
Good one, this. Yeah, I like this when we find bangers that just haven't been played for a while. Do you know what I mean? Ones that you used to listen to quite a lot, but yeah, maybe haven't been on Radio 1 for a while. I've done the same.
Should I tell you where I heard this?
Yeah, go on.
In Nicer.
Where?
Nicer, the store. N-I-S-A, Nicer.
Oh, right, yeah,
that's
yeah,
how you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Do you know have those around your way?
No, I do, but I always pronounce it differently, and I've realised I've been pronouncing it wrong. Then.
Yeah, you have.
I
have. Are you saying Nisa? Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
It's not though, because listen to the radio in the shop.
Okay.
You listen to Nicer FM. then you learn how to say it.
That's true.
All right. Anyway, this was on Nicer FM the other day. Let's stop mentioning them because I need all the listeners, yeah?
Okay, Elizabeth, my one, I would say it's not a great song. However, everything around it at the time was a huge craze. And I thought we could have another moment like this again. I thought, why not for one day, let's bring back the Mannequin Challenge. And wherever you're listening to Radio 1 right now...
Stand still.
We can stand still.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All I can think of is Honey G.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy that, isn't it?
That's awful.
They never would have attended that for this song.
What a legacy to have.
She's back, by the way.
What do you mean she's back?
She's got another song out. It's called Jerk It or something.
How do you know that?
Anyway, I'll find out more information. Sorry, Ray Strumman, Black Beatles. I'm sure it's called Jerk It.
All right, cool. Elizabeth, what are you thinking of the choices today?
Oh, I'm going to have to say it was an easy choice for me, really. That's Scott's choice.
Yes.
On the LifeHax podcast, we're finding out about the issues that matter to you. Everything from growing up on social media.
Not everything online represents you in your real life.
To dealing with traumatic experiences.
I'm a survivor of knife crime.
Everyone was just screaming, you know, run for your lives.
Viewpoints we're all thinking about and passionate subjects that we're all talking about.
My sole purpose is to fight for climate justice.
There's still a lot of people out there who's been in my situation and hasn't spoke about it.
BBC Radio 1's LifeHax. Download and subscribe to this series on the BBC Sounds app. I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much. While I'm by your side, I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much. While I'm by your side, I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up. You can never give me way too much. While I'm by your side, I just wanna feel your touch. I never wanna give it up.
Shifkey and Touch. That's annoying for Jess in Bournemouth. She even waited in her car for a while to do the mannequin challenge.
Which in itself is probably a bit like doing a mannequin challenge, isn't it? She was just waiting there.
Well, yeah, if you sat there in the car, you're doing it anyway,
you've
aren't
done
you,
it.
Really? Yeah, you've done it. Like, how would that have been different from just sitting in a car?
She was sat there, then done a mannequin challenge going, this is great, I'm still sitting there.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, I would like to return to people and their stories of shortest relationships ever after Tom's massive blunder with Maura last night on Love Island. Hope she doesn't get dumped tonight, by the way, out of the villa. I'm going to be fuming.
Is that even what can happen tonight? I don't know if it is.
One girl is going to leave tonight.
How do you know that?
It's everywhere.
Who told you?
The internet.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was happening tonight.
Right.
I can't keep up.
Hang on. Have I made that up?
I worry someone's told you that's what's happening.
No,
you shouldn't have said.
Really making me doubt it now.
Mm. Anyway, I don't think she will. I think last night has done her a lot of favours.
Same. Anyway, so, I mean, we had people messaging in earlier with relationships that lasted a day or even less. Let's return to that tomorrow. I'm pleased to announce that as well as music from Ed Sheeran and Stefflon Don and Mabel, we have another one of Chris Stark's guides to the UK coming at 3:10.
Scott Mills.
Every now and again, we like to teach you new things about certain places, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, that's right.
And we do it by way of the Chris Stark Guides to Britain.
I mean, this started off as one little idea that we thought we might be able to get a TV show out of it. We thought BBC Four would come, give us one of their classy sort of travel shows, history shows. But since then, we've just proceeded with this, haven't we?
We have so many people asking for these guides, and we've got someone else now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, all good. So, where do you need the guide to?
Well, I need it for Wolverhampton because it's not a very interesting place. It's a bit boring, a bit dull, and there's better places further afield.
Oh, like where?
Why are you being so offensive? Why do you want the guide to Wolverhampton? Are you going on holiday there?
No, unfortunately, I live here, so I'd like to enjoy my local area a bit more.
So down on Wolverhampton?
I know. It's probably not the best idea, is it?
Where's better then, nearby?
Birmingham is great to go to in the day. There's so much more there. It's so much more interesting.
Are you looking at other towns and thinking, God, I wish I had a bit of that?
Yeah, I'd love to have a bit of that in Wolverhampton.
It's the thing, though. It's the classic thing of, like, you know, you get used to it, don't you?
It's grass is always greener stuff.
It is.
Yeah, it's much greener and much tidier elsewhere.
Sometimes you can look over your neighbour's fence and think, God, they've got a better lawn. They've got a better wife. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not always like that.
You've fallen out of love, you have.
Yes, very much so.
And you're thinking of leaving it for Birmingham.
Yes, I'd like to.
We don't want that to happen. We've got something that's going to really jazz you up for Wolverhampton.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm not going to quote The Office again, but I really want you to fall in love with Wolverhampton. We're going to make it great again for you in your eyes. It's going to be so sexy afterwards. You're going to want it so much.
God.
I hope so.
All right, your Chris Stark guide to Wolverhampton is next.
One, Scott Mills.
Tom's on the phone, hello.
Hello.
He has fallen out of love with his hometown of Wolverhampton. How long would you say that you've not been that interested, Tom?
Probably for a good 10 years. So oh. Whereas about 10 or 11 coming on the bus and it was great. After that, it's not been that good.
Right. Okay. All right, well, look, let's be positive from here on in. We're going to make it great for you again. This is what we're the best at. You should be proud of your hometown and we'll tell you why.
Okay, I can't wait.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Get ready to fall in love with Wolverhampton all over again. Okay, ready, Chris?
I'm ready, Scott.
Ready, Tom?
Yep, can't wait.
Wolverhampton, Wolverhampton, Wolverhampton. Once voted the fifth worst city on the planet by the Lonely Planet Guide. But don't let that put you off. This is a town that is always on the up. But let me take you back to where it all began. The story of Wolverhampton began in 985 when a Saxon lady named Wolfrunner was given some land. In 994, she founded a church which grew larger and larger, with the place changing in name from Wolfrunner's Hinton, that's not one, to what is known today as Wolverhampton. Wolfrunner, what a woman! Fast forward a few years, the 19th century saw the town rapidly grow. The economy boomed. Life was gradually improving for the people of Wolverhampton. By 1821, they had gaslight. By 1869, they had a library. But despite huge outbreaks of cholera in 1832 and 1849... By 1968, the town opens not one, but two shopping centres. The Manda Shopping Centre and the Wolf Run Shopping Centre. Still standing proud to this day, the Wolf Run Shopping Centre has everything you may need, including well-known high street stores such as Primark, Poundland, Iceland, Game, Peacocks and Argos, to name just a few. With all this and a famous market out on Cleveland Street, it might come as a surprise to many that Wolverhampton was once voted the least happy place to live. Some say even the Happy Meals are sad. However, I say nay. The City Council's slogan is, "Out of the darkness cometh light." And this is a town that steps out and steps up. And I'll tell you why that is. The people. The Wolfrunnians. A young Queen Victoria once visited Wolverhampton in the 1830s and described it as a large and dirty town.
Oh, my God.
But one which received her with great friendliness and pleasure.
See, it's all about the people.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful people live here.
To this day, that stands true. The Wolfrunnians are some of the friendliest people in the UK.
Did you know you were a Wolfrunnian?
No, I never knew it was that.
See?
I think I'm pronouncing it right. Testament to this is the statue of the Man on the Horse, or Moth, as it's known to locals, Man on the Horse, M-O-T-H, yeah, cool. Which was a gift to the grieving Queen Victoria. The gesture moved her so much, she knighted the then mayor on the spot. It's an incredible story. And today, the Moth is a popular meeting spot for townspeople. And what about that friendly yam-yam accent, famous around the world? Who better to talk us through the wonderful Black Country accent than friend of the show, Korean Billy?
The first word is cock. You might be surprised when you hear this word, but it doesn't actually mean what you're thinking right now. I know what you're thinking.
You are, Billy.
In the Black Country, cock is a term of endearment and is often used to call lads, sons and brothers.
Second word, Boston.
The next one is Boston. You might think of an American city, Boston, when you hear this word, but it has nothing to do with America or something. You would often hear this dialect word when you're in the Black Country, and Boston means great. So when you want to say that something is great, you can say like, that's Boston. Then let's take a look at an example sentence. That's great, isn't it? Boston, aye?
Third word, K-line.
K-line. This word looks a bit confusing, right? You might be confused with a girl's name Kaylee, but this dialect word is not a name. In the Black Country, K-lied means drunk. So when people in the Black Country say that someone is K-lied, that means this person is drunk. For example, oh, I'm getting drunk. Oh, I'm getting K-lied, aye.
Ever heard that before?
No, I've heard the first one, but not in that term.
You heard Boston?
No. Are you sure you got the right Wolverhampton?
Yes, the Black Country one.
Yeah.
All right, this is a lot to take in. Tom, wait there. We'll break for a second. Scott Mills. We're in the middle of the Christart Guide to Britain. Today, it's all about Wolverhampton.
It is. I mean, it's a lengthy one so far. Yeah. I'm happy to stop there or we carry on.
And I'd like you to carry on. I'm really enjoying it. Tom, have you learned a lot so far?
I've learned loads. I need to start taking notes.
You should meet more people down the Moth. Boston.
Yeah, it is Boston. Wolverhampton's a Boston place. And if you want to go and have a few drinks and get a bit K-lied, it's the place to go, as you're about to find out.
If Korean Billy has just turned you on, get involved in the nightlife and find yourself a local.
I've written it like that because what I meant to say is like if the words he's teaching you has sort of got you going.
Then find yourself a local.
Find yourself a local because they
all,
the language.
They all say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places to get K-lied. The Cuban Exchange, Oceania, Babylon. And for a truly incredible spectacle, head to Yates Bar on a Thursday. Now, late on a Thursday night, a wonderful migration happens, like wildebeest moving across the Serengeti. When Yates closes, everyone moves to local gay bar Gorgeous. It's a wonderful sight, a huge mix of people wanting to continue their night and many who are still to pull. Notably, Gorgeous and Yates Bar were two of three nightclubs, along with Pop World, that were famously visited by Phil Mitchell on one night. The town is still buzzing from the event. But famous people don't just visit and leave. Many are born in this wonderful city, then leave. Food's Nigel Slater was born there.
Who?
Food's Nigel Slater.
Oh.
And even Music's Beverly Knight was birthed there. Come as you are.
Is that it?
And that's Beverly Knight there, for those who don't know. And speaking of famous people from Wolverhampton, did you know it is the birthplace of Pops, Liam Payne? Did you know that?
Yeah, One Direction, isn't
yep.
it?
Yes.
Not the proudest thing I can say.
Bear with.
Oh, God.
I feel we've broken this down in enough detail to make the people of Wolverhampton proud. And who better to testify to that than the father of one of Wolverhampton's most famous sons, Liam Tom. Payne. Hello, Jeff Payne, Liam Payne's dad. You'd agree, wouldn't you?
Yes, Chris. You really stripped that down for me.
Yes. It was planned to be a nice surprise for you, to be honest there, Tom.
Tom, you did just...
Sorry, Jeff.
Liam's dad is on the phone, so...
That's a little awkward.
Sorry, Jeff.
So there you have it. When you pass the sign that says "Welcome to the City of Wolverhampton," you really can believe it. For welcome, you will be. It's absolutely Boston.
There we are. You've learned a lot there, I can tell.
That was amazing.
What, the awkward bit with Liam Payne's dad?
Yeah, I need to go crawl in a corner now after that.
Because you did say not the proudest.
Yeah.
I do hope that the people of Wolverhampton are really proud of that guide as well. Are you proud of that, Jeff?
Well, you picked up on an awful lot of things. I've scribbled a few things down.
The one thing
I can say is that Yates is now closed, and it's now the Slug and Lettuce.
Oh, is it?
Well, I think you can say with it. It's only been done in the last few months. I did actually go on about Wolves having the first £1 million footballer, which was Steve Daly.
Yeah. Oh, see, he's got much more.
To Man City.
We should have just got you to do the guide. Our info isn't even accurate. Yates is closed down.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff, you're always an education. Thanks for being on.
You're welcome.
Tom, I'm
Jeff Payne there, everybody. Tom.
Yes?
One of the more eventful guides we've had.
But I hope you enjoyed your guide to Warvo.
Yeah, I loved it. You've never seen it in such a different light.
You're going to love it now. You're going to be walking around with a whole new attitude.
They'll just see me going down the street and just they'll know that I've seen it differently. Can I quickly just say something?
Yeah.
I'd just like to thank you for the pair of you and everyone else that works on it. I mean, I've been struggling a lot with a mental health thing, and your show is like incredible just to bring me out, and it brings a smile. And I think a lot of people probably it helps them too. I'm an apprentice electrician, so I've always got the radio on, and I look forward to your show every day, and it really, really helps in the dark times.
That is the sweetest thing. Thank you so much.
And also, you didn't have to say that to us.
No.
So that's really, really kind, and thank you. And obviously, best of luck with your job and everything. And we're just pleased that we can do this and be a very small part of it.
Oh, that's made my week. Thanks so much.
Again, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on, because it is really, after especially a bad week last week, it's really brought me out and really made me smile.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, nice one, Tom.
Thank you ever so much.
Awesome. That's really good to hear. Thanks so much for being on.
Take
and thanks
care,
for
mate.
Saying that.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you for a totally accurate guide, Chris.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Cheers.
Yates is now... Yates is closed. So is Oceana.
Yeah.
Oceana's now Faces. Yates is Slug and Lettuce. Cuban is also gone.
Cuban's off, is it?
Well, someone says, thanks for describing Wolverhampton about 7 years ago. good.
It's hard because you've got to get the information largely... just off, you know, Wikipedia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know some bits. I was there not that long ago, but, you know, I need to research. Sorry if any of that's wrong.
I really enjoyed the guide, though. I really did.
Thank you, yeah. I mean, a few people seem to have enjoyed it, at least.
I mean, there are some people in Wolverhampton actually crying with laughter. I don't know why it was funny, but... Anyway, if you'd like a Chris Stark guide to Britain, let us know. Maybe you've fallen out of love with your area or you're visiting somewhere new soon. Let us know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
So Tom really messed it up last night on Love Island. Everyone's talking about it. It went from quite possibly doing bits to absolutely no bits whatsoever.
What did you just say to them?
And then he repeated it.
Why did you say that?
No, because it was they were saying.
Wow.
Yeah, why did you say that? And wow, shortest relationship ever. Beth, yours was pretty short though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty short. One day. Well, I wouldn't really go that far.
One day.
Yeah, so he texted me and said, if it doesn't work out with my ex-girlfriend tonight, then I'll give you a ring and then we can be together.
Oh, that's what every girl wants to hear, isn't it?
That's sweet.
How sweet is it?
What happened? A keeper there.
Yeah, what ended up happening with this situation?
Well, I just told him where to go, really.
Yeah. So, and did you say, we're going out, and it was like a one day?
Well, no, he asked me out and then said, I'm going to see if my ex-girlfriend wants me back. And then I'll come back to you if it doesn't work out.
Scott Mills.
Hello, is this Layla?
Hey!
What's going on, Layla?
So, we are on a hen do for Jordan Salmon's hen do in Ibiza!
Yes. Hi, Jordan. Monday. Jordan Salmon.
Jordan Salmon.
Hang on. So you've got Jordan Salmon, who's the bride, and we're speaking to Layla Herring.
That's right. So we are cousins, but related by fish, obviously.
Yeah, you're the fish family.
This is fishy to me.
It's not even a joke. We've got Jordan Salmon and Layla Herring.
Oh, wow. The hen do really is, I'm saying it's already on 70%, isn't it?
On a Monday as well.
I know.
On a Monday. We are giving it large on a Monday.
Going in on a Monday. Are you in some kind of limo thing at the moment?
Monday, mate.
Where are you?
So we are currently on a station on the A14, so we need a really big Ibiza tune from a girl. We're going to Ocean Beach tomorrow to see Wayne. Woohoo!
To see Wayne.
Yes. We haven't talked about him for a little bit.
Oh, he's my favourite. Listen, have an amazing time, girls.
We're going to... Sorry, never seen, but I just wanted to give a big shout-out to Miguel.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah, have a good one.
I mean, that's life goals. Meeting actual Wayne Lineker at Ocean Beats Club, right?
Imagine, Scott, the fish sisters there with Wayne Lineker.
All right, he's got salmon on one arm, he's got herring on the other arm.
It's a picture we all want to see.
We'll all be seeing that picture as well. You know it. Tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
People still talk to me now about when Cheryl met superfan Steve.
No, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
I mean, even at the weekend, people were like, oh, I love the Steve thing. I mean, it was weeks ago now.
Mm.
What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl. Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, it was. I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how he knows that.
Yeah, I just don't know how Steve would know that.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.